This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. We're broadcasting out there to great radio stations all along the Genesis Communications Network. That's our syndicator, GCN Live. Is their website, GCNlive.com. We're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media Group stations. That's the Salem Radio Network and some of the stations in some of the larger markets around the country. And let's not forget, we also broadcast to some of the leading independent stations all around the country, too. We're very proud to be there on those stations and very proud to be heard by those that call in and opine and send me messages all during the show. Now, we also want to let you know that we're on the Internet. You certainly can hear us in Germany. Maria's letting us know that. She and her friends are listening tonight, a large group of people from Germany. And also in India, we have a large group of people listening to us in India on, I think I'm pronouncing this right, Radio Gorana or something like that, but that's the best I can do. If it's wrong, you got to tell me. And, of course, we also broadcast on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, plus the FedEx and the UPS who may be on strike at the end of the month, and drivers, as well as the bulk mail haulers out there delivering the mail. And they must have forgot about me the past couple of days. I haven't gotten any mail. Now, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and all the different petroleum products out there so we can go when we need to. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social media website, Trump Social. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Well, let's go out to California, IA, where it's hot in the desert, and talk to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Hey, it's only 84 degrees right here, right now, with clear skies, and they're out there with their tank tops and their Bermuda shorts again, getting ready to go to the beach again.
Well, I can imagine. Well, we're hanging right here at about 62 degrees.
Ooh, I need a coat for that.
That's right.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we remind everybody that we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it. Well, Kyle, let's give an update on the shooting, the eight people that were shot. It sounds like the shooter wasn't a good shot or something. This was, what, a high school party?
Well, what we know at this hour, Captain, comes from an ABC7 affiliate, KVIA, in the El Paso area. El Paso police said 8 people were injured during a party in El Paso's Upper Valley on Friday night. Happened around 9:45 p.m. And witnesses told ABC7 it was a high school party that was going on. Police said the 8 victims were taken to the hospital. El Paso Fire Department dispatcher said 3 of them suffered serious injuries and 3 others suffered minor injuries. The dispatcher did not know the condition of the other 2 victims that police mentioned. No arrests have been made at this time, but 8 people, of course, that's a very significant and very tragic event in El Paso.
All right, I want to go back to the James Clyburn story, the congressman from South Carolina who pretty much stepped into the program the last time and got Joe Biden elected president. Now, James Clyburn, congressman from South Carolina, apparently has concocted one of the most ridiculous excuses yet for Biden's toilet bowl poll numbers. What's that excuse?
Well, evidently, he's saying that people got really in a really sour mood during the pandemic, that we haven't really accentuated all the positive things that I guess are going on with the economic Biden economic policies. You know, it's just people are still upset about COVID. They're still kind of sad, and we're not giving them enough, you know, positive reinforcement about how great Joe Biden is, I guess.
Okay.
But, you know, come on, man.
Did COVID cause the price of oil to go up in the world and gasoline, too?
No, of course not.
Did COVID cause the price of clothing and groceries to go up because of COVID? Did that happen because of that?
Well, of course not. Of course not.
Okay, yeah. So then he doesn't know what in the hell he's talking about. He better sit down, shut up, and we can figure it out for ourselves. Thank you.
But is this the best that Clyburn can do, or others that want to give the same kind of idea about, oh, Joe Biden's not so bad, you know, don't believe it. I mean, this is the best? I can't believe that.
They stay up at night and dream this stuff up because they've got Nikki Haley, they've got Tim Scott that are butchering them in the polls over there. And I'm telling you, no matter what they do, South Carolina is going to go red.
Yep, I think you're right about that. And it's going to be very interesting. I think saying to fasten your seatbelts might be an understatement here. It's going to get very interesting.
Hold on to your underwear, they used to say. Okay, now, the U.S. Postal Service is hiking their stamp prices on Sunday.
Well, that's exactly right. Mail stamps are going to go to 66 cents, up from 63 cents, effective Sunday, people.
Let's just make it a dollar.
Right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And don't forget, if you got to mail a letter, mail it today. Otherwise, it's going up tomorrow to 66 cents. Be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
There you go, and that goes to everybody listening along the line, all of our stations, our syndicator, everybody that's along the line. You need to support the sponsors that put this show, these stations together and allow this show to come on. And our sponsors and their sponsors. So it's all about helping those that help us, that share like-minded interests. And that's all we ask. That's all we ask. And I use a lot of the products you hear me talking about, endorsing. I use them, or you wouldn't hear me talking about them. So there you go. Now, let's go back to the Redidio and go back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, we're down to China. And the newspaper, The Telegraph, is saying that China is preparing for war. Well, I think they've been doing that for the last 20 years, but they're getting a little bit more serious about it now, maybe.
Well, certainly. And, of course, you know, one of the things that Janet Yellen is over there in China trying to do right now, ostensibly, is to try to, you know, tamp down some of these different tensions that are going on. But we understand, of course, that President Xi is now informing the troops in what's called the Eastern Theater Command, this is near Taiwan, of course, to, quote, persist in thinking and handling military issues from a political perspective, dare to fight, be good at fighting, and resolutely defend our national sovereignty, security, and development interests, unquote. So, you know, the idea that they are building up, I think, is a no-brainer, but hopefully it never comes to that. But China is very concerned, of course, about going after its interests, and they will go after their interests with a vengeance, and that's what we have to be ready for.
Isn't that just ducky?
Right.
Boy, oh boy. Tesla, have you heard the latest about Tesla?
Oh, yeah.
They've signed a pledge to promote core socialist values. So all you socialists, rush right on over there and buy a Tesla.
That's right. Evidently, of course, yeah, they had to sign this along with other Chinese automakers, basically. But guess what? According to Bloomberg, Captain, they said the pledge is non-binding.
Just the fact they said it makes it binding.
That's right. Why sign a pledge you're going to promote socialist values if it's not binding?
Yeah, I'm sure. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, it's just fantastical, isn't it?
And I'm sure the Chinese will get even with them for that if they say, well, it's non-binding, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, it does to the Chinese.
Right. Well, but this goes to show, right, the interdependency now. And, like, if you want to do business, you know, you're going to have some of these restrictions or some of these requirements. I mean, we've seen this, too, with sports, right, where some of these sports teams and sports stars, they don't want to come close to criticizing China because, you know, or, you know, the movie business and stuff like that. They make all these alterations. There's, you know, we all know that there's the China version of a movie that gets produced in the West, but in order to be shown in China, they may want to have some, quote, edits, right, of the movie. So that goes into now the creative process. This is getting worse.
So I'm trying to figure this one out. The Biden administration is seeking a stay of the judge's social media order. Now, their excuse is it could cause grave harm. Really? Really?
Right. Right. Well, the judge the other day, of course, told the Biden administration that they have to stay out of trying to manipulate social media.
Censorship.
That's right, and such that they want to help either generate the message or curtail the message or this kind of thing, because that's First Amendment, and the government has to stay out of stuff like that. But I guess the idea of it's grave harm, does that mean, well, unless we're there coordinating everything, you know, who knows, could be more attacks on our democracy, I'm sure. I'm sure that's how they might put it.
Democracy? Did I hear that word again?
That's right.
Whatever happened to constitutional republic, that's what we are.
Well, exactly. But the left always talks about the, quote, attacks on our democracy.
Yeah. And well, their democracy is in their own mind.
Right. Because as soon as they say that, they expect you to say, oh, well, we don't want attacks on our democracy, you know, even though, you know, censorship and manipulation in the media or social media is antithetical to our values in America.
Well, okay, here we go. Our favorite person to pick on. Alejandro Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC, has endorsed Biden's reelection campaigns, which now sends a strong message of Democratic unity because the squad ringleader has chimed in.
And she said on a popular podcast, evidently, she said, I think he's done quite well, given the limitations that we have, unquote. Oh, my gosh. What limitations?
In other words, they're not in charge.
Well,
in the House. They're going to get their butts handed to them again come November of next year.
Right. Well, I read that quote just a little bit with a little bit more nefarious quality in the sense that, well, you know, if there's no impediment to our control, then we do it just the way we want to do it, you know, and nobody could say anything. That's a little scary to me.
Now, we talked about El Paso because of the mass shooting they had there, and apparently there's been two or three seriously hurt. We heard that in the news a little while ago. But the Texas gunman in the Walmart shooting in El Paso got 90 consecutive life sentences and may still face the death penalty.
Well, and that's only 90 consecutive life sentences doesn't seem to be quite enough, does it? All joking or kidding aside, you know, what a evil individual.
And, he killed 23 people or something like that?
That's right, 23 people.
Well, they should kill him 23 times.
Exactly. It's just what a heinous crime. And the destruction of the families and the community and people's lives that were lost, but people's lives around them that were ruined.
As a matter of fact, I've got an idea. Death by firing squad, give them 23 bullets and tell them to fire every one of them.
Well,
that's just an idea.
Yeah, it makes you want to come up with those kinds of things. But, of course, we'll see where this goes if it does become a death penalty at some point.
By the way, Dunkin' Donuts and, Starbucks sometimes are open all night, right?
I think so. I'm not aware that Starbucks are open 24 hours.
No, but the Dunkin' Donuts, I think, are, and so are the Krispy Kremes, a lot of them. Well, I'm going to make them mad, so you guys turn away from the radio now. Don't listen to this. Folks, according to a newspaper article, and the person that said this was the Shake Shack founder, Danny Meyer, he says you do not need to tip when you buy a cup of coffee.
Well, that's right, yeah. And by the way, there's a Shake Shack nearby, and there's always a huge line for that. So I haven't even got to go to a Shake Shack at this point. But what he's talking about, Captain, is this idea of they call it tipflation, because every time you go somewhere, you might go to a yogurt place and where you sort of get your own stuff for the yogurt, and then you buy it, and they give you the point of for payment, and then there's a thing on there, do you want to put on a tip of 10%, 15%, 20%, 22%? And a lot of people are pushing back against that kind of stuff today for just tipping for the sake of tipping.
Do you know what the word tip means, or tips?
What's that?
To ensure perfect service, and if you don't get it, you don't have to give it.
Mm-hmm. Well, typically you're at a sit-down restaurant and all that. It's always expected, and people should tip well, because a lot of these folks are working hard, and you always try and take care of them because they've taken care of you.
Now, what do you hear this one? And this will, well, wait a minute. I can't say it until we come back after the break. But we're going to talk about businesses that are leaving the northern states, and where are they coming to? Well, we'll tell you when we come back. Music's coming up. Kyle, you hang in there, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And by the way, you may see a business up by you and it's closed up and you don't know where they went. They moved away. Well, we're going to tell you where they might be going. Number one, number two, number three places is where they're moving to. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Americans may be dealing with flight issues heading into this weekend. According to FlightAware, over 6,300 flights have been delayed across the country Friday. Meantime, almost 700 flights have been canceled. It comes after flight issues plagued the 4th of July weekend. He says, we're fortunate. It was just cocaine at the White House this time.
What if somebody wants to conceal some sort of substance that could affect the health of the people there.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the House Appropriations Committee that has jurisdiction over the Secret Service. He says he wants answers about what changes are being made. The baggie found in a cubby near the west executive entrance of the White House. Privacy concerns are delaying the launch of Meta's new Threads app in Europe. The Independent reported earlier this week that Ireland's Data Protection Commission had been in talks with Meta about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, I will stand up and vouch all day long for Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care because of what they did for me, and they literally saved my life by disclosing, or by finding, rather, what the problem was wrong with me that damn near killed me. And I'm being very serious and very honest about this. It took a while, but they found it. And as a result, I had to go to the hospital, and I was there for 4.5 weeks, almost five. And then I had 2.5 weeks of rehab after that. And now I've come along to the point to where I'm pretty much back to 90% of myself and getting better every day, and I'll be 100% before long. But the fact of the matter is, they went out of their way to find out what the problem was with me, and it was a buildup of fluid, which a lot of you people, your legs swell, your ankles swell, it gets out of control, you don't know what's going on, you try all sorts of home remedies, none of it will work. Well, it could be fatal. It could be fatal. So you got to take care of it. And these people are very good at what they do. If you want to check them out, regardless of where you're living, 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615 is the number to call. Check them out. You'd be glad you did. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Businesses have been ditching the North, the Northeast in particular, the big blue states. They've been shutting down, and they've been moving their business to other places. Now, they've all been south. Now, the reason for it is because, number one, the only two things that are certain in life are death and taxes, right?
Oh, unfortunately, yes.
So they're getting to where the taxes are not going to be as much, number one. And number two, they might be able to make some extra money that they can't make where they're at because of all the regulations along with the taxes. And where do you think they're moving?
Well, I know a lot of people are moving to Florida, your state.
The number one state in the country is Florida, coming out of the big blue states in the Northeast. Businesses, we're talking, not people, businesses. Now, where are they going as a second choice?
Well, I would think it's probably Texas would be on the list, I think.
And why would that be? What's the big draw?
Well, also, they don't have the state income tax, I believe.
That's right, and the taxes are lower, and they can actually, they've got fewer regulations. And then number three is where?
Tennessee, I believe.
And why is that?
Again, no state income tax.
That's right, and they got a little bit more freedom to operate there. The only thing is it snows there, so, you know, I know some people that have moved to Tennessee, but if you want to do a little snow shoveling, well, you know, fine, have at it, I'm done.
You don't like shoveling snow?
I sweep sand, my friend.
Yeah.
Just like you, there's no shortage of sand where you're at.
That's right.
So you sweep sand. You got a good business going there. It was a sand sweeper. Okay. And I just sweep sand when the wind blows it in my sidewalk. Now, a market expert has warned, and here we go again, that the Fed will crush U.S. housing in a decade-long fallout from all the rate hikes they've had.
Yeah, and I suppose it depends, I guess, who you talk to, but generally speaking, the high interest rates, and we know the Fed may have at least a couple more in them this year, it's just scaring away people who want to be able to buy a house. You know, whether or not higher interest rates are preferable overall, or to have very low interest rates may not be preferable overall. But I think the way that the average home buyer sees it is that they don't want to spend that much money on the money that they borrow. And so they're either not going to buy, or they're certainly not going to sell right now to a great degree if they can help it, because they can't buy as much house as they have right now for the same rate and for the same basic payment every month.
Now, we're going to have some fun right now at the expense of Kamala Harris. Red State put out a story yesterday. Red State, of course, is a subsidiary of Salem Media. They put out a story yesterday about Kamala Harris and her wacky culture word salad. That's culture word salad. That appears to befuddle even the host during the Essence Fest event that she was at. Now, we have a clip of that, don't we?
We do. I think we just need to cue it up again here real quick. Got a little technical difficulty, so give me a moment, and we'll have it in just a second.
Get a bigger hammer.
That's right.
Get a bigger
That's
hammer.
Right. Well, Kamala Harris, of course, you know, she likes to start talking, and then she starts sort of going off, and I guess is what is known as stream of consciousness or something that she does, where she gets into this word salad stuff, Captain. It's incredibly weird, you know, for her to do this, and she does it quite often. And here we do. I think we do have this clip here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Vice President Kamala Harris talking about her explanation of what culture is.
Well, I think culture is, it is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment. And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because, you know, it comes in the morning. We have to find ways to also express the way we feel about the moment in terms of just having language and a connection to how people are experiencing life. And I think about it in that way, too.
Captain, I don't know.
What the hell did she say?
I don't know. It's something about how we're feeling about the moment. And then we find ways to express how we feel about the moment, because how we're feeling in the moment is how we feel about the moment, I guess. I don't know. I hope I got it right, because there, folks, there will be a quiz on what Kamala Harris said, and it won't be multiple choice. It'll
Well, I got another one. I got another one that's just as ridiculous for you. You live in California, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
Yesterday in Sacramento, the California Reparations Task Force issued a bunch of outrageous demands. Did you hear them?
I know of some of them, yes, yes.
They want public urination to be allowed. They want to defund the school police, no cops in the schools. They want to decriminalize a lot of different things, starting with public urination. Are you kidding me?
Well, it seems like a kitchen sink approach to this. It starts to be less about reparations, ostensibly for slavery, or that's the basis of it. But now it becomes something else. Well, you know, you got to put this in there and put that in there, and what about this? And oh, so and so wants this. It starts to become less about that and more about a grab bag of stuff.
And, of course, they're demanding the reparations regardless of what the cost is. California can't afford what it is they're trying to get. And these people, they're grifters, okay? They're grifters. They're trying to grab onto anything they can, thinking they're going to get it because it's their time.
Well, I got a good question for you, Captain, and that is, when Martin Luther King Jr., who, of course, led the civil rights movement in the modern era, he was not demanding reparations. I think what Martin Luther King was doing, he was trying to get the society integrated so that everybody had the opportunities, that everybody could live the American dream. What do you think about that?
He believed in equality for everybody, black, white, green, whatever their color was. He mentioned it in several of his speeches. That's what he wanted. That's what we expect. That's what we'll get. And this other nonsense is just exactly that, nonsense.
Well, it's divisive, and I'm saying this not because I'm particularly opposed, but I'm simply saying that the way that it's being presented now is much more in terms of a divisive nature than it is in an inclusive nature, and I think that's an important aspect.
Well, that's just another reason why they're not going to get it. They're not going to get any of this. And anybody that tells them so, a politician or otherwise, is a liar. They're not going to get it. They can't afford it.
Yeah, the money's not there.
That's right. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Denise Simon on deck after that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Calls the mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Calls her mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Yeah. All to handle now. Oh, baby. Baby, here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. your chemicals, and mama, I'm sure all the hand and that gets around.
A little bit of Black Crowes there to get you going here and get the toes tapping and get the music playing again here. I'll guarantee you there's some guys that are bebopping going down the road right now, Kyle.
I sure hope so.
I was bebopping around the studio. Hopping on my one good leg. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, no, actually I was rolling around the chair doing a little snafuing. All right, tell us what's going on out west, because I see really, really red stuff off to the east in California out there in the desert.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and we'll tell everybody about that here in a moment. We continue to see now heat advisories popping up, of course, in the state of Washington, pretty much going down the central one-third of Washington state. It's going to be from Walla Walla all the way up to the border with Canada. So this is going to impact you there in Moses Lake along I-90, for example, and then down, as I said, towards Walla Walla. So you want to be aware of that. We're also taking a look as well at dry weather, fire weather warning. That means low humidity, gusty winds coming out I-70 west of Denver over towards a little bit into Utah, crossing over the border there. And as you just mentioned, Captain, we got a lot of heat. Heat advisory, southern New Mexico, Las Cruces, excessive heat warnings in southern Arizona right now. This is going to include Safford and Tucson up through Phoenix. Kingman also has very dry weather. It's being called a fire weather watch, but it's also going to be hot in Kingman, Arizona. That's for sure. Parker, Lake Havasu City, this whole area is covered by this. Las Vegas, Nevada. Right now, if you're walking down the strip looking at the Statue of Liberty at New York, New York, it's 87 degrees right now in the middle of the night. So that says something. And then you're right, in the California desert, excessive heat watch. And this is going to cover all the way up from Riverside County all the way over up to Barstow, and then, of course, over to the border with Arizona. So it's going to be hot this weekend. Be careful out there, please.
Well, it's 84 degrees right here with clear skies. I mean, that's not that far away from 87. It's very warm. I've not been outside at all for quite a while, so I don't know really what's going on. And good morning to James. There he is, James up in Georgia. What's this? Like, I'm wondering if that cocaine wasn't belonging to Vice President Harris the way she's talking. That's a good point, James. Thank you.
Yeah, no comment.
No comment. You don't want to get in the midst.
We don't know.
All right. Well, no. I mean, there's been times when she's acting like she's been on drugs. But anyway, okay. Let me get on over here, because we do have some storms moving across the southern part of Kansas again and along Oklahoma. Matter of fact, there's a line of storms right now with some flooding going on east of Amarillo down there. In the southern part of Kansas, too, in about 25, 30 miles from the Colorado line, right there, right along the Oklahoma line, and it's moving straight to the east. A lot of flash flooding going on there right now. There's a lot of green where they've got flood warnings, not watches, warnings up, and there are some watches up in the area, too. But there's quite a line in central Oklahoma, goes out west about 50 miles or so, of storms that are moving to the east right now. And you need to be careful because there could be some bad weather in these storms, as it looks like Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, looks like there's a flood warning over there right now. So that's a low area. I know that. I've been there. That's a low area, so they could be having all kinds of problems there at the moment. In addition, taking a look at the East Coast, things are looking pretty good there, except for a little bit of fog along the coast, coastal fog, possibly around Long Island and down towards Chesapeake Bay and up there along the main coast going towards Nova Scotia. But heat is going to be the big deal for the next couple of days from Florida all the way across out west, all the way to the California desert. You're going to have 90-degree temperatures, 95, 100-degree temperatures. Heat factors are going to be up over 100 degrees all through there on I-10. And up as far as I-20, you'll be in the 90s. You'll have heat factors around 100 degrees or so. So be advised that that's what this looks like for the weekend. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app where you can earn points, get access to amenities, get great offers as well. And also check out pilotflyingj.com for the list of amenities at select locations for our RV friends who are traveling across the highways and byways this summertime. So check them out. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right, very good. And the fact of the matter is, it's all about, you know, what goes on here weather-wise. It's got bearing on everybody in the country. And please be careful when you're out there, people with shortness of breath and heart issues and whatnot. This can really be a problem for them. All right, well, let's see here. We got Denise Simon on the line. Let's go find out what's going on here. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Now, we want to ask you right off the bat about the Biden situation. And it seems like Daddy-O and Hunter, the deal that was cut, there's a lot of people have been complaining to the DOJ, and they may have to just kind of put a stop on that temporarily and rethink their thinking. What do you think?
Well, they've come to an agreement, but it goes to the judge now. The judge may not accept it. So I don't think the Department of Justice is going to do any kind of undo of the.
Well, the headline on Newsmax reads DOJ could hit pause on Hunter plea amid pushback on sweetheart deal. I thought it was all up to the judge.
Well, it is up to the judge. I mean, the judge could accept it or not accept it.
Yep, absolutely. Okay.
I don't think the Department of Justice, I mean, Hunter Biden is the most protected person in Washington, D.C., so, I mean, I don't think the Department of Justice is going to change that.
Okay. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, you know, it is very interesting, you know, that that the pushback is there about the Hunter Biden deal because I think people do perceive it. So whether or not it gets tossed out or changed or altered in any way, Denise, do you think the damage is done politically that people say,
yeah,
hey, there is a double standard there?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, and they keep saying, you know, what other parts of the case we're investigating. They investigate until the statute of limitations comes and goes. And then they don't do anything. So even if there's no prosecution, that's worse. Or no charges, I should say.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more right after the top of the hour news. And your station's get a chance to pay some of their bills. And we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget...
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.